Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel. I'm so glad you've joined me today for this weekday podcast. I want to give you three things today and three short pieces of scripture that I believe are exceptionally helpful in succeeding in our everyday life, especially those of you that are in a workaday work or you're a stay-at-home parent who is completely maxed out. This might give you a great help. The first thing I want to encourage us is let us become doers. Let us become people of action. Listen to what James chapter 1, verse 22 says. But prove yourself doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Guys, the Bible means a lot to God's kids, or it should. We shouldn't merely hear that scripture or study that scripture or read that scripture or listen to that scripture. God honors our desire to obey his word and the actions that we follow through in acting on that word. One, choose every day to be a doer of the word. Secondly, learn how to pray for people that you disagree with and possibly are your enemies. Listen to Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say to you, and this is Jesus speaking, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Now, this verse, I'm telling you, it's like a haymaker that comes around the corner and breaks my nose every time. When I read it, I want to obey it, and I imagine you do as well. But we have to remember the importance of praying for our enemies. It's not easy because the natural thing is to look and seek for vengeance. But the fact is, that is not what God's called us to. The third thing is, strive every morning to not be anxious. That's hard for me because I can get incredibly anxious in my worry world. But listen to Philippians 4, 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by, here we go, here's the key, prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I've made no secret that I believe one of the great powers in life is that you start your day with gratitude and you include prayer and meditation. The children of God that are living without anxiety are those folks that can relax in the power of God. Friend, listen, you can trust God. You can rely on God. He's never going to let you go or let you down. You don't have to stress over everything or anything that you're facing because you can walk in a peace that surpasses all comprehension. But that peace is only found when we choose to be doers of the word. Are you with me? And when we choose to pray, including those that disagree with us, and then make a conscious choice not to be anxious about everything, but to pray about everything, including with a sense and a heart of gratitude. Let us be doers of the word, my friend, but let us also not be anxious as we pray with gratitude and power. So, my friend, today, step out into this bold and wondrous world and be able to tell yourself the power that comes in living the Christ life. Find the power within you to be doers of the word. And as you are a doer of the word, you then can be a person that doesn't have to live in anxiety, fret, worry, or stress. God bless you, friend. I'm so glad you joined me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.